But I'm curious, Eileen, what about, we were talking about this issue of liver-directed therapy versus systemic therapy for sorafenib. In that broad context, what would you think about for this patient? What specifically do you think you most likely would do?
Yeah, I think it's a discussion because both options are on the table. He's reasonable liver performance status, maybe at a little bit of higher risk for liver-directed therapy with B7, but probably would tolerate it. And I think you could make a justifiable argument for systemic therapy here. There's no head-to-head comparison in this setting. And actually, we have, you know, some data sort of suggesting that actually maybe doing both, not necessarily together, but over the time may lead to improved outcome. So I think that's a very provocative question that needs to be sort of defined more clearly. And a lot of, I think, our decision making actually comes from referral patterns into how the patient gets to us, whether they see the interventional radiologist first, whether they see medical oncologist or transplant physician. I think that guides a lot of the decision making.
So what actually happened with this patient?
So his portocaval adenopathy was just a little bit more pronounced, and I should have given you more of a size measurement on it. So we actually went in and biopsied the portocaval adenopathy, which came back with metastatic HCC. And because of that, like Eileen's saying, we're sort of tossing between liver-directed therapy versus systemic therapy. And fortunately, with the B7, I couldn't get him onto study, which would be my ultimate preference.